Kapp & Company. Follow us on the gram at Kapp & Co. and ESPN _ Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
O'clock in the great city of Chicago. Gorgeous day outside. Some of us are working from home because we are quarantined. The mayor said, you come from one of 15 states. Where I was in California on vacation, 14 days, you can't come in our city. I listened to our mayor. So, yes, Mayor Lightfoot, I am working from home for the next 14 days. Welcome back on Kapp & Company on ESPN 1000 with Danny and Chris. I'm David Kaplan, and Mark Spears is in the bubble. He is in Orlando, and he joins us now from ESPN and the Undefeated. Mark, my friend, how are you today?
Oh, man. I'm enjoying my small surroundings.
So I was talking to a friend of mine who's also in the bubble in the media yesterday, and he said that, look, this is it. He showed me this. It was a very nice hotel room, but it was a hotel room. So take us from the moment you boarded the plane and landed in Orlando to where we are today. What was your experience like?
Well, this was the second time I had been on a plane. I actually went to my uncle's funeral about a month and a half ago in Dallas, and he was older, had some health issues. It wasn't COVID related, but so this was my second experience on a plane, so I kind of knew, you know, what to expect, and you know, I had my mask on. But the lady to my right, she was with her daughter. She was better than me. She had a mask on and a shield. So I was impressed. I was like, dang, I should have brought my shield too, but yep. I thought it would look crazy. But I did notice this time around there are more people wearing shields than before. When I got here, there was kind of a weird announcement. The lady on the plane said that expect somebody from the airport to ask you where you're going and if you're going to quarantine. And I'm like, okay. That didn't happen, but I went straight to baggage, got my bags, had somebody waiting on me, and it was just me and this guy, driver, that took me straight to our hotel and the Disney complex. And from the moment I got here, I could tell it's, like, super secure, man. Like, this is not a game. They got cameras everywhere, and I could see how those two players got popped trying to get their takeout. But they, like, brought me to my room and, like, basically said, all right, bye. But, I mean, this is, like, really no joke, man. I mean, I actually want to commend the NBA for what it seems to be is as healthy as an environment as you could potentially have in this country. I actually took a COVID test for the first time, passed. I'm taking one every day. I took one last night. It wasn't that invasive. It was a little swab on the tongue and then in both nostrils. It takes about literally 20 seconds. They have a thermometer that they use. They keep track of that every day. They got a ring that we're getting that could kind of tell our health.
The Aura
oxygenator.
Ring.
Oxygenator.
Yep.
Yeah, there's an oxygen thing we do, and we have to, like, keep track of it every day. And then also, once we get out, there's something we got to put on our credential where if you're inside of 6 feet of somebody for more than 20 seconds, it starts like making a noise. And they gave me literally about 30 masks. So I could use a different mask every day and just have them washed when I get the opportunity. So the food has been certainly a roller coaster that's been interesting. But, you know, other than that, It's been a very great science experiment that I'm excited to be a part of.
So being a part of it, did you have any trepidation as you made this decision where, boy, it's an amazing career opportunity, it's what I do, but I don't know, or you were all in from the get-go?
I was all in. I mean, I love Hoop One, so just to be I'm going to have the best seats I've had since I started covering NBA 20 years ago. So to be a part of something that hopefully will never happen again, will be a part of history, will be a great, like, you know, bar conversation when we're able to go to bars again. Nah, man, I was all in. And I, you know, I did my research on it, and I truly believe, and even more so now, like, everybody's asking me, like, be safe, tell me be safe. And I appreciate it. So, I love it. But I'm thinking about it. Shouldn't I be saying that to you? Like,
right.
I'm the one getting tested every day. I'm the one that's being forced to distance. I'm the one that's wearing a mask. You know, I live in Oakland, California. Like, and California's doing, the Bay Area's doing a decent, a pretty good job. But I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're doing. Like, at least now here, I know what's going on every day. So I actually feel like I need to be telling everybody else, no, you be safe.
So how long do you have to be in your room? And again, you're getting tested every day. The food will get better, they're saying, once you're out of your room. Are you allowed to open the door and go for a walk now because you passed these tests? Or are you locked down until a certain date?
No, man. If I walk out, Mickey Mouse and Goofy are going to tackle me and start beating me up. I got a window I can look out of. And there's like a pond that I can look at the pond, man. But no, look, I ain't trying to get in no trouble. I'm going by the rules. I brought my PS4, but made the mistake of not bringing the right cord. I am a wine guy. I did bring my wine.
Nice.
My wine is here with me. But wine is also better, you know, shared with friends. So, you know, in a week or Sunday night, when we get out of here, I'm going to call Lisa Salters. I'm going to call Gary Washburn. I'm going to be like, hey, man, bring out your glass. Let's go, you know. I'm going to make the best of it. You know, I have a friend named Steve Mitchell who trained me last night. He's going to train me every day. And if you think about it, we've been quarantining a lot lately anyway, so – like, my condo is bigger than my place. And my wife isn't with me, but I'm good, man. I'm good. In fact, I'm busy. And if anything, I'm a little tired going from the West Coast to the East Coast, traveling and kind of getting used to the time and everything.
Was your wife all in on you doing this, very supportive, or she had trepidation?
She was very supportive and had trepidation.
Which is probably the fair way to look at it.
I mean, she's going to have trepidation no matter what I do. So, you know, and that's the great thing about her. So I think that'll be hard. It's just potentially us being away from each other for 3 months. But, you know, luckily she gets it. She understands, you know, she knows the bigger picture. Like, I was on TV twice yesterday. I was on TV this morning. I was on the radio with Mike Golic, and I'm on the radio with you. Like, suddenly people want to talk to me a lot more.
Not that
I wasn't on TV or on the radio ever, but, you know, it's definitely probably going to be a good, you know, introduction, or not an introduction, but make people more familiar with me and probably be great for my career. And then as somebody pointed out to me, like, the players are going to notice who's here. And so that will, not that I didn't have good relationships already, but that
it will strengthen them.
We get out of here. Yeah,
so,
no doubt. Even though our access is kind of funny and limited, and it's not the typical, hey, I'm going to walk with you as you walk to your car, or get a one-on-one after shoot around or in the locker room. I still think we're going to be able to get some special access.
We're talking with Mark Spears from ESPN, who is in the Orlando bubble. Do you look at, from your unique perspective, what you've seen, the testing, and come away convinced they could pull this off, or do you have doubts?
No, I definitely think they'll pull it off. I mean, that's not to say that there aren't going to be hiccups along the way, but the testing that they're doing, the precautionary measures that they're taking, as long as the people that are coming in to bring us food or to serve us once we get out of here and clean and do all those things, they're handling their business, which we don't know. But, I mean, I think everybody here is going to be in good shape. And, I mean, I'm big at one washing my hands. I mean, they got all the masks. They got everything. So, I mean, if there was a place where I think it's going to work, it's here. And I really think that Major League Baseball should have followed suit. I think the NBA, NFL should pay attention to what they're doing. Obviously, baseball and football have a lot more people involved, and it'll be a lot more pricey, but it certainly is a lot safer. And so I think the NBA is doing something that, you know, knock on wood. I mean, yes, there is room for error, potential for error, but I think the potential for something special, unique, amazing is higher, much higher.
Mark, when Brian Windhorst came out yesterday on SportsCenter and said that he thinks that, he's not saying it's a guaranteed slam dunk, but certainly teams that are in the bubble may have an opportunity for some of their players to develop really close relationships because they're all going through this together with other stars and go, you know what, we ought to team up. Why don't you come here or I'll go there, where the other teams that are at home, like the Chicago Bulls, don't have that advantage. I've always believed, hey, man, if you have a team that looks like it's ready to take the next step and you have salary cap room and you're going to pay me, I could get what I need to get. Do you feel like Brian does, that this is an advantage for those teams?
Well, it depends on what kind of salary cap space and who's on your team. I mean, if your team sucks,
right,
you ain't got no money. I don't care what kind of lunch you have together. You know, I saw that Garrett Temple and Donovan Mitchell were playing ping pong. So I thought that was interesting. That was the first time I saw guys from other teams hanging out. And it's different in different hotels, for guys to get together. So, yeah, I think there's part of it. But then there's Giannis yesterday who basically says, I don't want to build those friendships. I'm here to play basketball. When I go to Players Lounge, I hope it's just my teammates in there. So, you know, everybody's different. And I also think it also will bring a unique dynamic once the playoff, when the games start. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's once the games start and tensions rise and teams could potentially get eliminated and all that, all this ping pong and let's go fishing together. And I'm sure that a lot of that will kind of like cool out. And there might be a little bit, nah, man, we can't hang out with them right now. Right now I think it's fun and games, but once the games actually start, I don't know if the camaraderie amongst the teams will be the same.
Right. Once they're knocking heads and they got to win a playoff series, it'll be like, I'm going fishing with you.
Because here's the thing, man. This isn't like typical regular season. Like when this starts, to me, it's playoffs from the beginning.
Yep.
Like every game means something. Every game matters. Even though Phoenix's chances of being in are slim, they have a chance. And they also have a chance to be a spoiler. So, like, right now, like, look at Houston's situation. Like, Russ ain't here. Harden's not here. They have a newcomer that hasn't practiced with their team, and Luke and Mbamute's not here. And then Bruno Caboclo, I probably said his name wrong, he gets another 8 days because of takeout. You know, like, leaving the bubble to get takeout and get punished for that. So, like, Dallas is only a game and a half behind them, and they play them in the first game. Dallas could beat them in that opener, being more prepared, and be a half game behind. Like, if Houston drops, they could be playing the Clippers in the first round, you know? So there's going to be a lot at stake once it starts. I mean, this ain't just preseason. You got teams that not only are trying to get into the playoffs, you got teams that are trying to solidify or even improve their playoff position. So I think once the games start, oh, man, like, yeah, the intensity is certainly going to be more Pirates of the Caribbean than it's a small world.
I'm out of time, but real quick, in most
states. Was that a good analogy or a bad one?
That was really good. Really good.
You like that? Okay.
I liked it. You have a lot of states, not all, but a lot of states where marijuana is legal. A lot of NBA players, and I've talked to guys in other sports, ex-athletes, who go, I don't want to be on opioids, but I will smoke marijuana or take an edible because it makes their body feel better. Has the NBA addressed getting marijuana into the bubble? Did guys bring their own stash? Like, how are they handling that?
No, that's a great, great question that I'm mad that I do not have the answer to.
Next time we have you on, you'll have it.
So engrossed on the social justice stuff that I haven't asked that, but I live in Cali. I live in Oakland now. I think I'm the only person from Oakland that may have not smoked. So,
right.
I have no problems with it, man. To each his own. I came here with a case of wine, so who am I to judge anybody?
Right. Whatever. You do you, and I'll do me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you have one
too, brother. I'm like the depths of Napa Valley, you know, like Charles Krug, Frank family, you know, Wah family.
A little Opus One.
This isn't trash, man. This
you got some Opus with you?
Buck Chuck.
How about Opus?
Not this time.
Well, when you get to Chicago, we get our lives back. We'll sit and drink some Opus together.
Sounds good, man.
All right, we'll be bothering you again. You stay safe and you stay healthy, and we appreciate you.
All right, brother. Take care. Thanks
a lot. Mark Spears, ESPN, and the Undefeated. Have to grab a timeout. We will come back. Baseball's in need of umpires. We'll tell you why next.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Cap and Company. Sports talk while you're on the clock.
That was great stuff with Mark Spears. He brought in all his wine. He's hanging out in the NBA bubble getting tested and doing all that he's got to do. And I think it's a really, really cool experience. Do either of you two, Danny and Chris, I'm David Kaplan, by the way, you're listening to Kappa Company on ESPN 1000. Do either of you, I'm not saying long to be there, but had your career path offered you the opportunity, do you look at it and think, that would have been a really amazing career experience, like Mark looks at it? I feel the same way. If my career path had put me in that bubble, I think it'd be an amazingly cool experience to look back on one day. Do you agree or disagree?
100% agree. I think it would be great. Not only would it be great to be in there, because hopefully this is the one and only time we're ever going to have to live through this, so you're going to have that one experience, but also, and I appreciate what I love about Mark when he comes on is his honesty. I think it's so great for his career, and it would be great for our career. You're in there. You're getting more FaceTime with the players. You're one of the select few inside the bubble. You're getting more TV exposure, more radio exposure. I just think it's one of those experiences that money can't buy, and although it would suck to be away from my wife and kids for 3 months, it would be worth it when you zoom out and look at the big picture.
Right, where you look 20 years down the road, the good Lord willing that we're all alive and healthy, and you look back and go, oh my God, I'm one of the handful that can speak directly to what it was like to go through that pandemic in the Disney bubble. Chris, how do you feel?
Yeah, and that's why I asked you guys like 3 weeks ago. Didn't we talk about this on the show?
You did ask that.
I asked you guys if Mike Thomas was going to send a show, if we were the selected show in the entire country to go down to Orlando and do a radio show once a day throughout the duration of the NBA season, would you guys attend with me? I said immediately I would be the first one to sign up. No issue, no problems. Let's go. Let's do it. I think it's something it's cool. I think being able to be there to report on this restart of the NBA season, I think is going to be something that we will absolutely remember. So I was all about it. So Cap, it sounds like you've changed your opinion on this, right?
He's evolved, Chris. He calls it evolving.
Well, because like 3 weeks ago when we had this conversation, you were 100% no shot, no chance.
Yeah,
Mindy,
and I'm not saying
I'm going to be home. I'm doing me. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I am running to get on the plane to get to Orlando. But when I hear Mark's perspective about it being there, and I talked to Mark Medina from USA Today yesterday and asked him about it, it's more intriguing to me. Now, I am not an NBA, that's the best way to put this. It's not at the top of my sports list. Maybe I've got this wrong, but Chris, I think the NBA is either at or right there, 1 or 1A at the top of your sports list. Am I right?
For what?
Your favorites.
Yeah.
Okay. The NBA is not at the top of my list.
It doesn't matter, but if you said this was a baseball bubble and then we could be the show to go, I would still have the same response. It doesn't have anything to do with basketball being my favorite sport. If you said there was going to be a college football bubble or a NFL bubble or a European soccer bubble and we are the one show that could go, I would still give the same response.
Yeah, if it was a European soccer bubble, no, I would not. It's got to be something, like I enjoy it. I watch games. I have fun with it, but it doesn't burn in me like, oh my God, I'm going to get to cover Man U and Man City, and no. Now, if you said it was, I'm going to be embedded with the Cubs or White Sox or the Chicago Bears, and I'm going to be embedded with them in this bubble and get a chance to experience that, that's intriguing. To be embedded in Orlando with the NBA play, I don't know. I'm not where you're at. I think you and Danny would be the first two guys on the plane. Now, it's different for Danny than you leaving young kids at home. I get it. I just don't think I was going to run to the plane and go, yep, I'm in. Embedded with a Chicago team? That's a little different for me. Because this is where I only plan on working in this field, in this city. And to be able to, the good Lord willing, be alive 20 years from now and go, I was actually there. I was embedded with the Chicago Cubs or the White Sox or the Bulls or whoever it is. That would be a pretty unique and pretty cool perspective. We saw a tweet just before we went to break from John Heyman, who is wildly connected in Major League Baseball. Sources, 11 Major League umpires have opted out or decided not to participate. Some are said to have family members who are ill. So are they going to go grab minor league umps? Are they getting college umpires? Does that surprise you guys? I know Joe West said, I'm in my 60s. I don't care. I'm umpiring. No virus is going to get me. That was his quote. Are you guys surprised that we see 11 umpires opting out?
Absolutely. There are a total of 92 people that are qualified to be Major League Baseball umpires. You know, 76 full-time umpires in Major League Baseball, and then there's 16 in Class AAA who are eligible to ump regular season MLB games, so that's 92 total. Well, you take away 11, you're at 81. I'm no mathematician, that's why I went into radio, but I think taking away 11 from 92 is a big percentage. Listen, and you can't blame these guys. Mm-hmm. Most umpires are a little bit older in age. A lot of them, I'm not trying to, you know, stereotype, not in the world's greatest shape. I think it's probably a good idea not to go if you think that you could be at risk.
I know how you fix this, guys.
How?
Robots.
Bring in the robots.
Robot
it's
ups.
It's time. If Amazon can use them, why can't baseball?
Oh, boy. Robot, you mean not just to call balls and strikes, but to call everything?
What's the problem here? Can't a robot do the job?
No.
A robot can't call balls and strikes?
I've just said, beyond balls and strikes. You're saying a robot to do everything,
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
right,
robot
right,
down my
go.
First base.
Yeah, yeah,
you're out.
Yeah, a tie goes to a runner deal, one of those. A bang-bang situation at first. Have you ever watched tennis? Have you watched tennis, Cap?
Yes.
They have the ability to spot the ball, whether it's in or out, and immediately know, boom. There you go. There's the technology. Goal line technology in soccer, boom. You could use it. Did the runner get there before the ball? Boom. Done. Robots. Move along. You don't want to participate? Okay, it's fine. We got robots.
Like, you don't feel like, I'm not asking if he's a good umpire. I'm just saying, the personalities of the game, whether it was Bruce Fremming
working. No, pass. Hard Angel pass. Out. No. No, thank you. At no point do I crave the personalities of umpires in baseball. That is the absolute lamest thing in sports. The personalities of umpires? Really? Come on. You know what? I'll program a better personality in the bot.
Okay, what about the personality of, like, Joey Crawford in the NBA? Like, when Michael would say, we'd walk in and go, oh, God,
yeah,
Mike Mathis.
Yeah, we're talking about baseball.
But I'm talking about personalities of umpires, referees, whatever it is. Like, they have...
Cap, if you're holding on to the personality of the striped officials
I like
as a reason
element.
That why you enjoy sports, then that's a different thing. Come on.
I like the human element.
As you would say, you're better than that.
Oh, my God.
There's humans playing the sport. I'm not replacing the players playing the sport. We're not changing the actual device they're using. The ball that they're using is not a robot, just the umpires.
See, now if there wasn't a pandemic, would you still want robot umpires?
No, but it's a necessity. We need to figure something out. All these umps are they're too old. They don't want to risk. It's fine. We get it. We understand. We're not going to question what's going on. We're just going to replace you with a robot.
Wow. All right, we've got to take a fast time out.
Have you ever seen R2-D2? I'm pretty sure he's at the perfect height to call balls and strikes.
We'll get into this.
Do you have any idea who R2-D2 is?
Yes. He's that little round robot deal from Star Wars.
Yeah, and the pitch comes in and goes, burp, 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 and you're like, okay, that's a strike.
That sucks. Dutch Renner go, strike one! Yeah,
next pitch comes in, high and outside. Burp, burp, burp.
Maybe we could find a robot that could give me the last 4 minutes of my life back.
All right, I want to talk about weed when we come back. I want to talk about weed, okay?
What are you, eating some weed over there?
You have a lot of time on your hands now that you're home alone in quarantine. Good for you, Cap.
We'll take a fast time out. We'll discuss
Cap, that was a strike on the low outside corner. R2-D2 just told us that.
Oh, boy. And can R2-D2 go, you're out at second base when Javi Baez does the swim move? No.
Yeah.
Oh, shot.
They got cameras and drones for that.
All right, we'll take quick time out. We'll get into this. And do they actually have weed? Should they have weed in the NBA bubble? Next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. And ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
ESPN 1000 with Danny and with Chris. I'm David Kaplan. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So, California is a state where weed is legal. Illinois is a state where recreational weed is legal. I don't know if it's legal in Florida, but an overwhelming percentage of NBA players do use weed. Do you guys think the NBA should be facilitating it or looking the other way so that players can get their weed into the bubble?
Here's the thing, Cap. It is not legal in Florida. It's legal medically, but it's not decriminalized like it is here in Illinois where you can just go in a store and buy it. Uh-huh. I think that would be the problem for the NBA. The NBA is not above the law. Since they're in Orlando, they have to follow the laws of that said state. Had they had the bubble here in Chicago and it was completely legal, yes, I think that the NBA should, if the players chose to use marijuana and their teams were cool with it, should facilitate it because there are some very big health benefits to smoking marijuana, what it could do for the mind and the body. Mm-hmm. But because they're in Florida, I just don't think the NBA can go down that road.
So I listened to this really awesome podcast while I was on vacation. I would go do these long walks, which I've told you is underrated. And I mean, I'm talking like two and a half hour walks. And so I would listen to you guys and I would listen to this podcast called The Armchair Nutritionist.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a really good podcast. And on the podcast, the host, my friend Danny, interviewed John Sally. John Sally said that he was turned on to the use of weed when he was playing, and it changed his life. Pain went away. He now owns a weed company with his daughter. And he said a lot of guys in the league use it, not because they want to get high. They want the pain that they deal with, the pounding and the travel and the everything, playing year after year in the NBA. And I've got to think that the NBA, before they sent these guys there, had this discussion, like, put it in your carry-on bag, go get your supply, and bring it down there. We're not going to facilitate it because it's illegal down here unless you've got a medical card. But I got to think some of these guys have medical cards too, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if they have medical cards. I mean, unless they might. Who knows? You can get a medical card for almost anything nowadays. You don't need one, luckily, here in Illinois. I think the NBA is probably doing what they do all season long, if it wasn't under a pandemic, is just looking the other way. You know, if
right.
You know a player smokes marijuana because it helps them with their body or their mind, it's not having an effect on their play on the court, they're not showing up late to practice, they're doing all their responsibilities the way that they need to be done, they kind of look the other way. I'm sure if a few players brought in some marijuana into the bubble, into their room, brought in some edibles, and it's not affecting the way they go about their business, they're just going to continue to look the other way. I don't think what they want is to have bong rip sessions, everybody come into somebody's room and let's pass the bong. I don't think the NBA is going to be too fond of that happening.
No, and I'm not saying that, but if they said John Doe, player on X team, and he said, look, my body is banged up. My back hurts. My feet hurt. I've been playing year after year competitive basketball, and that's how I medicate because I don't want to use opioids. Yurt goes on vacation, but you guys have heard Yurt talk about it on the air, how much he feels it helps his body from, what did he play, 9 years in the National Football League? 10 years? I mean, his body is banged up. And more states are starting to say, yeah, we probably should legalize this. Most have legalized. In fact, I think all, almost all, have legalized it for medical use. Not all, Florida being one of them, for recreational use. But I got to think that was something that was discussed. Don't you guys believe that? Got to be something that was discussed. Let's take a quick time out. We can get back into this as well. 312-332-3776. This is ESPN. This hour brought to you by the Home Loan Experts. The Home Loan Experts have been in the mortgage industry for 17 years now and have never seen interest rates this low. How much money can they save you? Visit thehomeloanexperts.com.
This is Cap and Company.
Missed something? Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Rolling on ESPN 1000. By the way, thank you to that fine hourly sponsor. It's thehomeloanexpert.com. No S. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Cap and Company, ESPN 1000 with Danny and with Chris. I'm David Kaplan. So, just to wrap up the discussion about weed, I got to think that the NBA, like Danny said it, wink, wink, you guys do what you need to do. No one's going to search your bags when you come in. But they just can't, because of recreational is not legal in Florida, they can't go, yeah, just we'll drop off your weed at your room. Don't you feel like they did that? They had to have. Come on. Here's the other question. Last night, was there not a young lady posting on social media, Danny, that she had been invited to come into the bubble at some point? And she's like, yeah, this thing's not going to work if guys are already inviting people into the bubble. Like Mark Spears said to us, there's cameras everywhere, man. Like, I don't think anyone's going to be able to get around the borders that the bubble set up. Do you?
No, there's no way. We saw already a guy on the Kings. I can't remember his name. I'm going to look it up.
Rashawn Holmes.
He simply went across. He simply went across the lobby to pick up his food that was being delivered, and that counted as breaking quarantine. And now he's got to stay in his room for 10 more days. I mean, these guys are not taking any chances, because if one person breaks the rules, if one person goes down, it could take down and crash the whole entire bubble. And that thing you're talking about, how they slid into this girl's DM, it was from two nights ago. And she claims that players are already hitting her up to come visit them in the bubble. But I guess in like 5 weeks or something, they're going to get visitors or conjugal visits or something like that.
Wow.
So whoever this player was just getting ahead of the game.
I would just love to have been sitting in those meetings when they say to Adam Silver, all right, we have to talk about drugs. We have to talk about women. And he's like, wait, what do you mean? Well, guys want to be able to bring their weed in. And guys want to be able to sneak women in. Like, this is all stuff that had to be discussed and then put into that 108-page health and protocol manual. So, again, it was good to hear from Mark Spears, as he said, they're not playing around down here. This is legit. They're doing it the right way. And you could see why the cost was so extreme for the food and the rooms and the security and the technology. And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago before I left. I wear a ring because of Danny Zetterman called an Oura ring, O-U-R-A. And I think, Danny, it was developed in Finland, right?
Yeah, you're correct, Abby.
So it was developed in Finland. This ring that I wear, Danny has one as well. My wife has one. You wear the ring, and it when you wake up in the morning, it gives you a sleep score. It tells you your readiness for the day. And if it says your readiness score's down, you might want to take it easy today. It tells you your heart rate when you slept, what your average heart rate was, what your high water mark was, what your low heartbeat was. It talks about your respiratory. Like, it tracks everything, including your activity throughout the day and how it affects your body. It checks your body temperature. And then I don't know if Danny did. I have to ask him. Danny, did you sign up for the COVID-19 daily survey?
No, I opted out of that.
So did my wife. She opted out. I signed up for it. And so literally every single day when I wake up, I check my sleep score, I check my readiness score, and then it says, please take today's survey. And the survey asks you in the last 24 hours, have you felt any one of like 15 symptoms? Nausea, fever, diarrhea, sore throat, difficulty breathing and swallowing, whatever. And you click either yes for each one or, good Lord willing, at the bottom, no, none of these. Then they ask you, have you taken your temperature today? And have you taken a COVID-19 test in the last 24 hours and gotten the results back? And then you answer those questions. You click your submission that says thank you, and then the next day you get the same question again. And they have told the NBA that they can predict COVID-positive people, if you're answering the questions honestly, with 90% accuracy. And so this company has done a partnership with the NBA, and the players, they don't have to wear them, but the players have been offered the opportunity, each one, to wear one of these rings.
Also, the media members got it. Chris Mannix yesterday, he tweeted out his like welcome package.
Uh-huh.
And in his welcome package, you know, he had like a stack of masks, and he had a thermometer, and he had Clorox wipes, and he also had an Oura ring. It was part of his welcome package. So, you know, obviously the media is not as important as the players, but they're there to do a job, and the NBA needs to keep these guys healthy, because also, if God forbid, one of the media members gets COVID and they're in the bubble, well, there you go. The next thing you know, it can spread through like wildfire.
That's a great point. There's knockoff rings. That I had one of them before. Nowhere near as good as this Oura ring and everything that it's able to track. It's amazing. Through wearing a ring that literally looks like Danny, am I wrong? It looks like a wedding band.
Yeah, it's a stylish ring. They're not unattractive at all.
And so I wear it, and boom. I wake up, and I go, yeah, I got to take it easy today. My readiness score was X. I woke up today, my readiness score was in the 80s, which is good. You can get to 90, it's off the charts. You're never going to get 100. It gives you a sleep score. It gives you everything you could need. But more importantly, it can help predict if you have COVID. And that's why the players and the league have gone into partnership with it. 312-332-3776. Joe's in Bourbonnais. Hey, Joe, what's going on, Sparkles?
Hey, what's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I agree with Danny in this whole thing. They're not just going to be people aren't just going to be able to get in this bubble that easily. This past summer and last year in Bears training camp, I'm an Uber driver and I'm dropping off a whole ton of pizzas. I went by that first tent. And just through walkie-talkies, you know where that big indoor track joint is there? That's where a whole bunch of staff members come and greet me out. I'd say about 20 of them. And we're like, what are you doing here, and why did you not stop at 10? I'm like, what 10? As I drove out, I see it there. But just through talking to a walkie-talkie, you get 20 people surrounding me in my car just because I'm there delivering food. There's no chance like the NBA is going to be laxing on any security measures here, allowing people in. There's no shot.
Joe, appreciate the call, man. Like Danny and Chris, when Rashawn Holmes of the Sacramento Kings has to go back into quarantine because he went across the lobby, Danny?
Yeah, so he came out. He just went outside to pick up his food delivery. He went across the lobby, I guess, is what I read. Uh-huh. And because he broke that bubble unintentionally, he now has to go in his room for 10 more days. He's done two of them, so he's got 8 days remaining.
So how is there not either on the they're all wearing bracelets, and the bracelet tracks all your movement, and so that if I break quarantine and come back in, and then I'm next to Danny, they can contact trace. David Kaplan broke quarantine. He's got 14 days or 10 days or whatever the number is in quarantine, but he also came within 6 feet of Danny Zetterman. We got to quarantine him as well, because if they don't grab Danny as well, and then he's around people, that's how the whole thing's going to spread. So how is there not security or a sign, if you step past this line, you will be going back into quarantine? Does that make sense to you?
There might have been a sign, and he might have, you know, just ignored it. We might not know. Who knows? For all we know, there might have been a security guard yelling at him, hey, stop. And he just, you know, not thinking, walks somewhere he shouldn't walk to get his food. You know, the players also have these necklaces. Malika Andrews showed it on SportsCenter the other night. They have these necklaces where if they go too close to each other, they beep. I think, you know, obviously I think it's 6 feet, but like, so if Chris and I wanted to go fishing together, we'd be wearing these necklaces and we couldn't get too close without them beeping. And I would assume if they beep, it alerts somebody somewhere. It's not just beeping for the hell of it.
Correct. That's what it is. It's either the bracelet or the necklace and it beeps. And then they say, hey, Danny, you got within 6 feet of Chris for more than 30 seconds. That can't happen again, and if there's any issues with your test, they got to go back to Black and have him tested again. Like, at least they're trying. Like, Wilson Contreras yesterday made a comment that kind of, I rolled my eyes, like, whoa. He said, I feel completely safe here at Wrigley in our bubble. Where I don't feel safe is when I got to leave here and walk to my car, get in my car, walk out of my car, and get into where I live, and I'm on the street. I don't feel safe there because not everyone's wearing a mask. Like, David Ross is managing on the field, talking to his own players, and he's already passed multiple tests. He's actually not getting within 6 feet of his players. So I'm glad to see the NBA taking it serious. I'm sure the NHL is going to do the same thing. We'll find out about football, but I'm just glad we have sports back and that we're getting sports back. We didn't get a chance to get into Brian Urlacher, Travis Kelce, DeMarco Murray, J-Lo, A-Rod being part of a group trying to buy the New York Mets. I don't know how much money Brian's putting in. He's not at that level to be one of the major investors, but certainly to have his name appeal as a Hall of Fame pro football player, and to have Travis Kelce in there, DeMarco Murray was a good player, and to have A-Rod and J-Lo, I think it's pretty cool. I had a really good question to ask Danny and Chris about it. We'll save it for tomorrow, and we'll get into that and a whole lot more. We'll take a fast time out. We'll crosstalk with the Carmen and Yurko show in 2 minutes.